Good morning, gentlemen, and we continue our discussion about Pesach Sheni. We started mentioning yesterday that there are some people who have a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, and there are so many minhagim, you can't imagine. In the Nitzik Avriel, he brings down, there are people who have a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni in the afternoon, that means on Yud Dalet, and there are others who argue, what's the point in eating matzah on Pesach Sheni on Yud Dalet when they shechted the Korban Pesach, which was connected Erev Pesach, when we shechted the Korban Pesach, but we didn't eat the matzah till the night. When they ate the Korban Pesach at night on Tesvov, that's when they ate matzah. But there was no inyan of eating matzah in the afternoon. So why eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, on Yud Dalet, at the time of Shechitas Korban Pesach? Nevertheless, there are people who have that minhag. And then there are others, because of that reason, who have the minhag that they eat matzah at night, because that was the zman of achilas matzah, and therefore achilas matzah, because they ate al matzah from Rorim Yochluhu, they ate the matzah together with the Korban Pesach. So if they brought the Korban Pesach, if the Havor and the Shechita was on Yud Dalet in the afternoon, the eating was on Tesvav in the evening. And therefore, people eat matzah lezeche, the Korban Pesach, or lezeche achilas Korban Pesach, at night on Tesvav. And there are some the minhagim are wild, you know, there's everything, yeah? There are some people who have mora as well, because it says, al matzah is l'morayim yechluhu. And actually, that pasuk al matzah is l'morayim yechluhu is written by Korban Pesach, yeah? Because in what's called in Parshas Boy, it's l'yeshu matzah is al morayim yechluhu. That's not the pasuk. But when we say, that's one of the kashas on Zecha l'mikdash ki'ilel, why do we quote the pasuk from Pesach Sheni? On Pesach Sheni, it says al matzah some roim yechluhu. Therefore, they eat it with matzah. And then there are people who eat an egg, right? Why do they have a hard-boiled egg? Zeicha lechorban, avelus, etc., etc. So let's have an egg. Let's have an egg as well. And then there are others who have dalet kosis. Yeah, he brings down minhagim. So yeah, some people even have dalet kosis. I don't know whether they have it in the afternoon or the evening. Achvais nish, yeah. But there are minhagim abound. Yeah. There are minhagim that abound as to different ways. You have a seder in the afternoon if you're in sage. Yeah. Otherwise, you have the seder in the evening. So there are different minhagim, right? And then there are many who don't have a minhag at all to eat matzah, which is fair enough. Yeah, they don't have that minhag to eat matzah zeicha l'korban pesach for whatever reason. And then you have the minhag of the Vilna Gaon, and the minhag of the Vilna Gaon was dafka not to eat matzah a whole year round. I only eat matzah on Pesach because I only eat matzah l'shem mitzvah. Right? That goes very well with the shitta of the Vilna Gaon. The shitta of the Vilna Gaon was that any time in the 7 days of Pesach or the 8 days of Pesach that you eat matzah, you're mekayim a mitzvah daraisa. Shivas yomim toichal matzahs. We hold that you only mekayim the mitzvah, the actual chiyuv is b'erev toichal matzahs, and after that it's optional. You can eat matzah, you don't eat matzah. But the Vilna Gaon held that whenever you eat matzah on Pesach, you mekayim a mitzvah daraisa. But then the Vilna Gaon said, but after Pesach, I don't buy any boxes of matzahs till next year. I don't eat any matzahs. What?
That's why you can't buy matzahs in Yerushalayim during the year.
I didn't know you can't.
You can't. Very difficult.
Well, you can't buy boxes of Yehuda matzahs on the supermarket shelves. No. I'm sure you can.
Oh, very difficult.
I don't
very
know.
Very difficult.
Okay,
I'm
mission.
I'm going to ask myself.
Okay, there's a mission here for everybody to find out if matzahs are for sale. I think matzahs are for sale everywhere.
It's not. We tried to buy matzahs when we were there in August. You can't buy matzahs anywhere. Nobody sells them.
It's for a price. I'll get you some matzahs.
Oh yeah.
In any event, yeah, but the Vilna Gaon said, yeah, the Vilna Gaon said that I want to demonstrate that when I eat matzah, I only eat matzah l'shem mitzvah. I don't eat matzah because I like matzahs. I don't eat matzahs because they're fun. I don't eat matzahs because, for whatever other reason, I only eat matzah l'shem mitzvah. And therefore, you had a hakpada not to eat matzah the whole year round. And that included Pesach Sheni. So therefore, if you follow the minhag of the Chaznish, let's say, Chaznish just didn't eat matzah. He didn't have a minhag to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. The Vilna Gaon had a minhag not to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni, and not to eat matzah the whole year round. And therefore, when you arrive at the next year, the night of Pesach, you will eat your matzah l'teyomer.
Started at Torrey Way in northwest London, Thursday, Yud Gimel Iyar, 30th of April. Rabbi Amram Nemeth Shlita, Rosh Beis Medrash Jali, Naima JPS, Hilchos Borah. This week's Torah has been sponsored anonymously. Rinishmas, our esteemed founder, Yisrael Dobin, Shimon Michal Tzvi, Itzgrid, and Zachariah
Mendel. Indeed, this year should be a memory for Dudi, Le'ilu Nishmasai, and it should carry on giving strength to his family, but just my father and his Chavrusa. And just a note on the title, that Jali has changed its name to Olami UK. So if you go past the door, you'll see. Now, you may agree or disagree with that, but that's just the reality.
Sorry,
and therefore, I'm not sure if I can carry on speaking. I'm really upset. And I'll try and get over it throughout the show. If you don't mind, yeah. All right. But either way, just a few points. So the topic is Boira, but the topic is fairly premature for me, because I wanted to speak. Josh asked me a few times to speak. I wanted to wait until I finished both topics I'm going to discuss in depth, but I'm not nowhere near. But then on Monday, I did an event where I needed many people to learn, and I was on the phone to Josh, and I said, if you agree to come and learn with my Talmidim, then I'll come and speak in Torah Way, without thinking that, knowing that I'm not fully ready to teach this topic yet. Because normally, you know, there's levels of Chochmah Bina Vadas. I'm not saying I have any of them, but I like to presume when I get to a level of giving a shir, it's more the level of Das. So Chochmah, where we understand in Mishlei, is the beginning of wisdom. It's just facts more. Bina is extrapolating, comparing, seeing when it applies to. And then Das, to my understanding, you don't even have to think about it anymore. It just comes across. I like to really only teach something when it's at the level of Das already, not Chochmah or Bina. Das means it's almost effortless. You don't have to think before what you're going to say because it comes across. But now I think I'm at the level of Bina, or maybe you could decide not even Chochmah, but that would be insulting. But I'm still thinking. But we're going to start, and I hope to give a few shiurim on this if you'll have me back. I've started in the morning, I'm learning, we started Hilchos Boira, and with my Talmidim, we've started learning Gemara Beitza. And the reason why I chose this topic is because at the time when he asked me, these two topics were coming together, and I wanted to discover how Yontef relates to Hilchos Boira. That was what we are up to, Daf Yud Beis in Beitza, which discusses the halachas of cooking, preparing food on Yontef. And also, with a Jaili morning Chabura, we started learning at a very cursory glance, just an Orcha Shabbos Hilchos Boira. But today, there's a connection between the two of them, and I would say that the reason why I've chosen it is this week's Parsha, Sheishas Yom Etasim Alacha V'Yom Ashvi Shabbos Shabbosoin, but that was just convenient. That's not the reason why we chose this topic. But straight after that, it says, Eile Moedei Hashem Nikroi Kodesh. So it's interesting, but today we're going to discuss Shabbos and Yom Tov together, and that's the Parsha of Moedos in Parshas Emor. So, we start with Boira, and we start with just the basics. In the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Gimel. Now my father, I should point out, is learning Boira with his Chavrusa as well. And you're only allowed to argue with your parents when it's in Torah, so I've chosen that topic as well, just to let out that part. But he's learning with his Chavrusa Lawrence, and he's here to make sure that everything is correct. So, feel free to correct. And that's also one of the reasons why Hashem has chosen this topic of today. There's a Mishnah in Ayin Gimel, which goes through the 39 melachas. Avos melachas Avon Chasa Acha. It's very short. It's a short list. Hazareya, Vachorish, Vachoitze, Vahama'amer, Vahadosh, Vahzoire, Vahaboire, Haboire. And the Rambam explains, what does Boire refer to? Boire hu, Mishmanaker, Uboire ha'avonim, when you're separating, you've got some seeds, you're growing something, and there's stones, and there's mud, or there's muck inside it. So separating it is defined as Boira. And that's something which many of us are familiar with. But that is only limited to Boira with food. Now, there's plenty of ways we could do Boira on Shabbos. There's Boira, of course, with food. We have food in front of us, and there's the bad, and there's the good. And we know we take the good rather than the bad. There's Boira when we're preparing food. But equally as important, according to most Paskim, is Boira with utensils and Boira with clothes. And although it's not actually mentioned clearly in the Gemara, which is why I struggled with it originally, when I saw the Orcha Shabbos, I was trying to find Makaris for all this. You always see it's food. There's always food discussed. But I knew, and I learned it also, that people are careful with clothes and with utensils as well. Classically, if you've washed up cutlery and you've put all the cutlery without dividing it each time, but you've put it all in front of you, and then you could throw it onto the table so it spreads out and then take it, as we prove from the Gemara. But if not, it's all a pile, then you've got to be super careful that when you lay the table, as many people know, you pick what you want for straight away, and you take the good rather than the bad, and you want to use it straight away to fill in with the Tanayim of Boira. There's also clothes as well. Now, clothes is a bit easier because most clothes, unless you're living like a yeshiva bacha, are not squashed together. So you don't have like a mixture normally of all your clothes. Presumably, if you're half civil and you're a married person, you're a bit older, then maybe your clothes is a pile of shirts and it's easier, the pasuk would say, to take one and leave it and then take another. If your jackets are in the cupboard, then it's easy. You normally can, unless you've got hundreds of suits, you normally can identify quite clearly. And there's less problems of boira. I think the main problems of boira with clothes would be maybe with underwear, if you want a pair of socks and you want to take the socks from the drawer, and if you're taking that out from now for tomorrow, then that's going to be a problem of boira, because even though you can take the goods when you're selecting from the bad, you still can't do that if it's for a bit of time later, although we don't define halakhically how much time that is. Definitely Friday nights, if you have half good shalom bias, maybe you go to a shir before shacharis, you don't want to wake up your wife by rummaging for all your clothes in the morning, maybe you'll take it out and put it outside for the next morning. But you can't do that on Shabbos. Unless you only own about 5 pairs of socks and you've got a large drawer, and when you open the drawer you can see clearly where everything is. Maybe that's how you like to put your socks. If so, you can happily take it on Friday night and take it and put it for the next morning. But with me, thank God, I'm very merited. I own a lot of socks, and I've been blessed, and there's loads of them. And I really would like to color coordinate it with my eyes and my tie and my watch. And I want to make sure it's exactly the right one. So don't be confused. The boira is not necessarily, as the Rambam points out, Tosfos points out, doesn't have to be bad and good. Two things is boira, right? As we're going to discuss in a minute. So although all the socks are good, none of them have holes in, I like all of them. There's no pasoilus there. But two things, and I want one of them, and I want one of them for now, that could be a problem with boira unless I do it full straight away for just before you get dressed. But that's not obvious in the Gemara. The first thing I struggled with was it's not obvious in the Gemara that that's boira. Because the Gemara always talks about food. And I was looking for this example of where boira would be identified with kalim as well. If you look in the Sefer, in the Minchas Chinuch, and when he goes through in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Malachas, he says definitely you can apply boira to Adam, so not to Adam, to Canaan, but begotten utensils and clothes as well. It's also going to be considered to be boira. What's his proof? And this is brought by the Taz. I don't think it's unanimous, but we're going to cut through a lot of it. And he brings a Gemara later on in Ayin Dalet. Amar Rava, Hai Man, this person, David Chavisa, on Shabbos, he was building a barrel. Chayev Mishum Sheva Chatoz, he's done 7 things wrong. And one of them, says Rashi, is that he's boira hatsroirois hagasois mitoichon. That as he's making this barrel, this has nothing to do with preparing food, he takes away large pebbles from his materials that he needs to make the barrel. Now that's similar to what we've said before, and you could consider it to be tolda worthy, but this is the first time that we're introduced to boira that's beyond food. Because you could argue, and I think there are poskim that argue, that boira is a food preparation malacha. But comes along the Sefer HaChinuch, and as does the Taz in Shin Yotes, and that they say the following, that if you look at the Gemara, there's prohibitions for someone to build a barrel on Shabbos, the 7, and we go through all of them. One of them, Rashi says, is boira. What's the boira? In a non-preparing food discussion, taking the stones out. They're very similar, but then we have a right, all the poskim and the halachas have a right to discuss maybe preparing kalim, cutlery, toys. If you've got young children, there's a big thing with all the toys are mixed together and how you're going to separate them in the eruvia if they're all mixed. Clothes, most times I think it'll be okay. I think underwear is more when it's all packed in, unless your clothes are in a mess. Sorry. If so, it's boira, just a second. And finally, with cutlery as well. Now, just before we take a question, I would say that as well as that, the Taz brings a Gemara and a Tosfos, which is instructive. Tana Rabbanon, in the Gemara, and this is in Ayin Dalet as far as I remember, when it discusses boira, it says types of food. Now, why does it stress? Why in Tosfos is goa specifically types of food? Maybe, say the Achroinim, because there's only boira with food. Why not Hayu Lafon of Minim Harba? So says Taisvus, no, that's not true. Really, there's Baira with everything. And they pointed out food to point out that even if you've got Minei Oichlim, two types of food that you like both of them, but just want one of them now, it's still called Baira. So the reason, well, really, it could have said Hayu Lafon of Minim. But the extra Chiddush that we pointed out was to make sure you remember, don't think Baira is only bad and good in terms of what you don't like. Bad and good is contextual. And even if you want something now, that, according to Tosfos, can be considered in halachas of Baira. But says the Taz, I'll take questions in a minute, and you see from Tosfos, and halachically the Baira would apply to everything as well. Just sorry, he was just asking before.
It's not a question. It's, Rabbi, cannot we learn with Rabbi Knopfler? He mentioned about clothes, particularly in a ger, to children's clothes. The woman wants to sort out which clothes to the child to put onto the forum, have them ready in the next morning. And ready.
Oh, that's a much better example than mine, I think.
Well, that's an example.
Yeah, I think it's a better example because it's very relevant, because especially, a wife would normally get the kids' clothes ready, she's going
to
wake them up for shul.
But
it depends how organized your wife is. That's the honest truth. Because if she's got the cupboards quite neat, she's an Eishes Chayil, then I think it's quite easy to identify the baby grow or pick a few off and then take one. If it's that she's just stuffed all in the cupboard, when you open it all falls out, right? Then sadly that can happen when you have many children, then maybe it's a bit more of a Baira question. Like it's not easy. It's not today's discussion. I hope I'll be invited back to discuss that as what's called a mixture, what's called identifying. But I'm going to keep it just to get to the point today, in the next 15 minutes, is there is a mixture. And the best way to describe that is loads of baby grows, let's say, or clothes in a drawer that you can't clearly identify them. Or I think with underwear, most people have a lot in a drawer. And maybe if you don't care about anyone, you take one. That's not Baira. But if you're looking for one specific colour, then maybe that will be considered to be Baira. But thank you for that example. I think it's very instructive.
I think it's always Baira with food. It's always how you eat, you have to keep choosing all the time. It's always Baira with food.
Yeah, but that's actually very interesting. Maybe for the third share, which I'm invited back for, we could discuss that. Because if you look through it, even from my cursory glance, you see that Derech Achila is Mutar. And the reason why you're taking with your hand, and the reason why you're eating straight away is okay, the concept is, as far as I'm concerned, is Derech Achila. And Derech Achila is not Baira. And the reason why a utensil is a big problem, a napa, and the reason why a folate is a big problem, the reason why you've got to take good from bad, is because you don't eat bad from good, you eat good from bad. And all of that is actually negating what you're saying. And the broad philosophy of Baira, as far as I understand at the moment, is that something which is the way of eating is not called Baira. It's like every malacha on Shabbos. It's never really how for malacha on Shabbos, you can achieve the same result, but do it in a specific way, and you haven't done the malacha. We've learned here, before, even in this year, right? If you cook something in the sun or in a microwave or an induction stove, you get the same result maybe, but you haven't been over on Elchah Shabbos maybe. Why? Because it's not result orientated, it's action orientated a malacha. And in terms of Baira, a derech achila is not called a malacha, I think, to your point.
Why is that brought as an example? Why are we always talking about food?
Yeah, so says the Minchas Chinuch and so says the Taz. Thank you for clarifying my question. Because I was bothered with the same thing as you. And when I saw all the clothes, I was like, this is very nice, all the parts of discuss clothes, but surely they should be mentioned in the Gemara. So I saw somewhere that in those days they wouldn't have had many clothes, they had like one. You'd have like one, but you don't like that answer, so let's move on quickly to the next one. And the next one is, and the Sefer Chinuch says, look at Rashi. Now, maybe you don't like how Rashi's understanding, and I guess you can dispute it, it's only the Rishonim level, but Rashi clearly says, you're taking the stones, it's called Baira, it's one of the malachas of building a barrel, where it's not food related. And then you go to Tosfos, so Tosfos says it applies everywhere, and we point that food specifically for a reason. And you could argue with this whole concept, and say it's not. And it's not actually so much written about, but in the modern day Paschim, it seems to be a thing. I think it could be why it's not so relevant, is because, like I said, a lot of clothes, if you're organized, it doesn't really affect you so much. If you're closed, maybe like I said, just a few examples that we've said. But toys, I think it's relevant to with Baira. Once you say Baira is broader and it affects everywhere, toys, as well as cutlery, is relevant. If you've washed up and just put it all in the pile without putting it straight back in the drawer, you've got a pile now, then you can't just say, oh, I'd like the knife to put over here, I'd like the fork to put over there, unless it's miyad, and it's taking the good. Do you find it's extreme?
Newspapers. I shouldn't sort newspapers.
Yeah, the books is the same.
From the top.
Yeah, that's my point.
You shouldn't read newspapers on Shabbos.
I didn't say that.
They're just newspapers.
All right. It depends which paper. Okay, let's carry on. Now, that's with Hilchos Baira. My next point after that is to understand, is there Baira on Yom Tov? Would there be Boira on Yom Tov? Now that's also, there's 2 points now in the next 50 minutes we're going to discuss. I'd like to discuss them independently. Both very confusing, but I'd like to oversimplify it. Very confusing points. We know there's a point. There's a Mishnah in Megillah, the first parak of Megillah. Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos, ela oichal nefesh bulvad. What's the difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos? Is that Shabbos you can't cook, but Yom Tov you can. And any food, or preparing food, if you go in more detail in the Gemara and Beitzah, as long as kol she'ef shel asosim erev Shabbos, if you couldn't have prepared it before Shabbos, and consequently, it's permitted for you to do it on Yom Tov. And that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're meant to be cooking and spending time cooking. What's not clear, as a second, is how far you go with that. How many malachas will then be permitted for you to do on Yom Tov? Because you could go very far and say, I need to build a kitchen in order to cook something in my kitchen because Oichal Nefesh is permitted. And that's also discussed. And we're going to discuss what the Shulchan Aruch says with regards to Boira. And then see how broad we could take that principle. I'm sorry.
You just called
Erev Yom Tov. I'm sorry. Yeah. Anything you can't do from Erev Yom Tov, then you can't. For example, the main halacha is like you can't. If you need to trap an animal in order to eat it, and you could have trapped it before Yom Tov, you can't just go out on Yom Tov morning to trap. And then we'll discuss this. If you've trapped it before and you weren't sure if it's there, you've got a suffix. But generally speaking, if you could have done it before, At least midrabbanan, we don't want you to spend the whole day doing malacha. There was like a careful balance that we want you to have. You can enjoy, be a bit flexible with carrying, be a bit flexible with having fresh food, but not too much in that you've wrecked it because you're always working. That's cooking. Now, how far you go back with that, that means how many malachas are permitted? How far can you go? You can light a fire, you can take fire to cook. And what about boira? Can you separate on Yom Tov? It's not clear that that's cooking in itself. And that we have a Mishnah in Beitzah, and we pass from the Shulchan Aruch. Ha-boiro kitnias b'yamtev, boiro kadarkoi b'cheikoi or v'tamchoi imroitza le'oichle boi b'yoyim. You can do boiro on yamtev. And the reason why you could do boiro on yamtev is because it's part of the halacha of oichel nefesh. And since oichel nefesh is permitted, just like we permit cooking, just like we permit other malachas with relation to food, we permit boiro as well. Now, there are some caveats in that you can't use some utensils because it looks like you're doing it for a long term. You've got to be careful because it's Yom Tov. You've got to be careful with the concept of tircha, and therefore if there are big piles of good and a small amount of bad, you've got to decide really how you're going to separate that, but you can do boira. Now, what I was still stuck with was, can you do boira for clothes and for cutlery and for toys and for newspapers, and for baby grows on Yom Tov? And that is the reason why I had that question, is because at the same time I was learning the Gemara, the famous Gemara of Mitoich. It's a very complicated sugya, but the principle is not actually so. How we apply it can get very... I'd like just to simplify it. There's a principle of Mitoich, based on mainly in Beitzah, a machloikas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And broadly speaking, the reason why we can carry or play around with fire for heating on Yom Tov, or Shecht, is because these malachas are already permitted for cooking. And that's a very interesting point. Like my Talmidim and the Jaili were asking, Rabbi, just because we permitted it for cooking, why then should it be permitted for other things as well? You can carry your machzor to shul. You could carry toys to a neighbor. You could carry your coat. Because it was permitted for oichal nefesh, it's permitted therefore for everything as well. Now the first question I got, that we learned this last week, from my boys was, I don't understand how that makes sense at all. The rabbi's permitted for cooking. Since when would the Torah say, just because you permitted it for one, you permitted it for the other? And the Pnei Yeshua asked the question, why would that be such a thing? So just in terms of clarity, so says the Pnei Yeshua, as far as I understand it, and like I said, it's a new sugya for me, and if you've learned it differently over the years, because it comes up a lot, then please let me know. The way I understand the Pnei Yeshua, and I think it's the Ramban on the Torah as well, is that it's not that the Torah permitted activities for food, and then we said because they permitted for food, permitted for everything else as well, it's the Torah permitted all activities completely because they're related to food. Food was the identifier rather than what's making it permitted. It wasn't that, well, we need to carry in order to go bring the pot next door. It's easy to prepare food on Shabbos when you can carry. We might need ingredients, and therefore we're going to allow carrying. The lens which we look at the Torah was as follows. We're going to permit any benefit-related activities that you would use in preparing food. And then it's easy to understand the concept of mitoich. It's not that, oh, we permitted it for food, so we'll just permit it broadly for everything else. Why would that be? The answer, he says, is we look at the activities done in preparing food and say, all those are completely permitted. That's how mitoich as understood according to him. Which activities do you need? Well, you may need to carry, you may need to cook, you may need boira potentially to separate the small amount of bones, maybe just before to take it out, and therefore that's permitted across the board, maybe, with activities like the clothes and the cutlery as well. So just to summarize what I'm saying, this is maybe the hardest bit of the shir. We said it's boira is asa lamates malachas. That was one. We then said mainly gemaras to your point. It's food discussions. So it's hard, you would say. Boira, the malacha is, even the toldos are, completely related to food. They have nothing to do with anything else as well. Then says the Minchas Chinuch, it's not true. Look at the malachas of Minchas Chinuch. Says the Taz, it's not true. And I think the raya of the Minchas Chinuch will look at Rashi. Now maybe it's not in the Gemara. Rashi explains the problems of building up a barrel on Shabbos, not preparing food, but maybe used for food later, but it's very far, it's related to food. What's the problem? Is as you're taking and preparing some of the materials, you're separating some stones or some steroids. Says the Sefer, says the Minchas Chinuch, we found out Boira, we found out Makar. It's Rishonim, I agree with you, but we found a very legitimate Makar for Boira with clothes. And that goes translate into the Taz, and the Taz, as I could see, Tosfos says a similar thing, and Boira with clothes is forbidden. Now, the reason why it's not so common, I think, is because most people organize their cupboards, and they organize their books, they know where things are, and it's not. But I am careful with this, especially with socks. I recommend that seriously. When I prepare my clothes for the night before, I can't do that on Shabbos.
What's the point? It's a pile of clothes.
Right.
Tidy.
Okay, so that's, we could discuss the eruvia. The concept of eruvia, of a mixture, I think is really a shira too in itself. That's why I'm just keeping quite broad for the time being. And I myself don't know the final halacha for many of the points. But let's say. So you take this. Now, what about Yom Tov? Boira and Yom Tov. Let's go back to the Lamates Malachas. Boira and Yom Tov, like Bishel, like you could take your meat and change it on your fire on Yom Tov, you could take your Boira and take away your bones from the fish, especially because it's Machloikas anyway, we could do the Bashas Achila, says the Bir Alacha, and do that on Yom Tov, no problem. And you can happily have your salad and you have the bad in there, and you could say, today is Shavuos, I'm going to take the bad from the good. It's not a lot of effort. And you can feel a bit like a bit enjoyment because forbidden fruits are a bit sweeter. But it's Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. We still enjoy carrying on Yom Tov even a tiny bit because you're wearing your Shabbos clothes. Maybe I'm very childish, but it's still like a tiny bit of like, wow, this is permitted. Before the Erev days when everyone carries the whole time and cooking as well. And finally, with the last question, which I, the reason why I started this whole discussion today when I was learning Beitzah, is can you do Boira for clothes and for toys and for cutlery on Yom Tov? Now, would you say clearly that there's a principle of mitoich for boira as well? And the reason why I got more concerned that you can't, because the Mishnah Berurah seems to miss it out of the list. The Mishnah Berurah says you can cook, and he brings in, I'm sorry, I forgot to put the text on here, he brings in other malachas, he says you can shecht. Clearly the Shulchan Aruch says you can carry, you can play around with fire. We don't see boira anywhere. And my question was, one sec, what's the principle of mitoich? Once something, the way we looked at mitoich was that we look at malachas that are used for preparing food and say they, in their full entirety, broadly speaking, are completely mutter. So presumably we should throw boira in there as well. So I should happily enjoy taking the toys on Yom Tov afternoon and just putting them all away and sorting them out. I should happily enjoy taking my cutlery from a big pile and laying the table maybe the night before for the Yom Tov meal, which is going to take place 1 o'clock tomorrow. But the Mishnah Berurah misses it out. And I saw in this in Karelet, he explains that it could be because it's unclear as to how far the principle of mitoich goes. And there are many, many ideas as to how far it goes. And just a second, and this is not mentioned in the Gemara. And if it's not mentioned, the Gemara, Hitzah, the Gemara and Beta that we're learning on Daf Yud Beis, Havara, and Bishol, and together with Shechita. And those the Mishnah Berurah brings in terms of mitoich, that because it's permitted in terms of food, we broadly permit. Because carry is permitted for food, we permit it for carrying your machzah. Because shechit is permitted for preparing for food, you can shech the korban. Boira is not mentioned in the Gemara. And therefore says the Nisim Karelis, as a suggestion, the Mishnah Berurah and the Magid Mishnah and the Gaon, and where the Mishnah Berurah is quoted from, took a step back on that. Because it's not for half, it's not clear how you take the principle. But, if you look in the Chachmas Adam, I think it's Simon Pei. It's definitely... It's the Chachmas Adam, the Yeshua's Yaakov, they permit. And they say, anything used in preparation for food is permitted. And the halacha of mitoich applies to anything in preparation for food. And specifically, boira as well is on the list. And therefore, says the Chachmas Adam, if you want to prepare your cutlery and your clothes and your toys on Yom Tov, you can go ahead and do so. And how is that built? Boyer's Asa is permitted for food for Eichel Nefesh. You go to the Gemara and Beitza and you broaden every Eichel Nefesh. Carrying for food, carrying for your machzah for toys. Shechita for food, shechita for everything. Boyer for food, and says the Chachmas Adam, therefore Boyer for everything as well. And therefore the final answer is very positive in that you are allowed to spend your whole Shavuos afternoon sorting out your socks. And that could be a very, very good activity for you and your family together, just to enjoy Simchas Yom Tov. But it's interesting. The reason why I chose that topic, maybe it's not so relevant, but I can only teach you something that I'm learning at the moment. We're learning, we started Boira, you started Beitza. This is where the two sugyas come together, and it's also very unclear. And I was very stuck. And I called Rabbi Goldblatt, asked him what he does. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Boira's missed out. But if you add up all the Gemaras together, the Boira should be there. And the answer is not mentioned in the Gemara. And Rafael was saying the whole sugya of Mitoich, it's unclear as to how many malachas can come in. There's so many disputes about it. And since the Gaon and the Magen Mishnah missed out, he missed it out. But there's plenty of Paskim, which I looked up, and says you can. And he relies on them. So we could happily put out our clothes on Yom Tov night. You don't want to wake up your wife when you come back from learning the whole night. You could sort it before you go. And you could happily wash your cutlery, have a pile and sort it, and happily do it with the toes. Because not only is Boira permitted, the sugya of Mitoich, because it's permitted for one, broadly allows it for every part of sorting as well.
Two things. One is you're saying that there are some poskim who didn't mention it and some poskim who yes.
Matzeh. Mishnah Berurah.
Nobody who says that it's osa. There's nobody who says that Boreh on Yom Tov does apply.
Well, the case.
Is that right?
Well, there's a few points I've got to say to that. Rav Nissim Karelet in his Hagaz on the Rambam, which is the main source for this, says it's osa, and the way I understood it was because the Mishnah Berurah missed it out and the Magen Mishnah missed it out. The Rambam's clear that he's missing it out. The question is how you learn the Rambam originally, if we go into more detail. And it's clear that the omission was a lack of provision. That means it was clear and later on he says clearly that it's also because of that. And the Mishnah Berurah is quite clear that he's missing it out. You know, it's not. I think that's enough. But I hear your point. He doesn't say clearly as far as I have seen.
Second thing, can we bring a rare from Erev Tavshil? Because we say there, without looking at Shrago. You're somebody who doesn't need to cook on Yom Tov is allowed by the Erev Tavshilin to light candles, let's say, for Shabbos. And that's not a melech ha'sechol nefesh.
So what would your raya be for?
Well, so you can see that melechos which are not ha'sechol nefesh on Yom Tov are going to be permitted.
Yeah, but Havara we say clearly in the Shulchan Aruch that it is. Havara we're happy with. Chatzar we're happy with.
All Havaras.
Yeah, well, I don't know how so far they go.
Why would Boyer be different?
That's, by the way, that's a question which I think is very hard to answer, and I think everyone discusses that on the Rambam, etc., for the source for it. And the only help I can give to it in terms of something concrete is that it's not mentioned in the Gemara. In terms of understanding how Chazal defined Mitoich, and how far it goes, which is this endless ink spilt on that, they put a limit to that. That's the only like half logical way I can understand it at the moment. Maybe when I come back in a few weeks, I'll be able to have a clearer understanding. But according to Rafal, it's very hard to know as to where the limit went for Mitoich. And the Gaon and the Magen Mishnah are limited, and they stop it there. The question is how you could, because you don't go back to building a kitchen, right? There are limits to it. So it seems to be that the way the Chachmas Adam and the way the Yeshua Siakwan said was that it's completely permitted, and we take a very broad understanding of Eichel Nefesh in terms of Mitoich as well. So to summarize, the answer is you could take your clothes and your toys and sort them out on Yom Tov without having any guilty feeling at all, and please God, next time, Mit Hashem, if I come back, then we'll discuss the concepts of Irvuvia and what's called Derech Achila. Derech Achila is a beautiful point in Boira. It has to be Derech Boira and all the three stipulations that we have of your hand, of doing it straight away, the way you understand them are Derech Achila. And how far does that go? Very far. For example, like even there are many who permit, let's say, to take out the bones from the fish right before the meal. And even on Shabbos, the Bi'ah Halacha brings. And we know Paschal like that unless you're super stuck. But that's because it's all part of maybe eating rather than part of Boira. And it's like it's the beauty of the malachas of Shabbos. The malachas of Shabbos are very specific. They're very, very orientated towards specifically how it happens in the Mishkan. It's not just doing work. And that's the only way to understand it. I was just in the school this week for children like you who know nothing about anything. And I said this week's parasha is Shabbos. Like, what is the point? I know it's obvious to everyone here. But it's so interesting because they all know a bit about Shabbat, Friday night, and they all said, yeah, God needed a rest. Like, I said, you honestly do it? Did you honestly think we're mad? But how does it make sense, your understanding of God who needs a rest, and we rest because of that? And you have to come on to this idea that there's a, you're creating Kedusha, or you're going back to acts of creation and the Malachas, how they're defined, they're representing that. If not, it's very hard to understand the whole philosophy of Shabbos even at all, which is also a shir for itself. But I think that's the answer to your point of Derech Achila. I'd like to wish everyone a good Shabbos. Shkoyach, thank you.
Peeling the orange and so on.
Sorry?
Peeling a banana, that's called Derech Achila.
Well, yeah, all the peeling, most of the peeling.
There'd be total confusion. It's a whole different idea. From here, Shabbos,
I know what I'm doing for this afternoon. You're hilarious. You're supposed to be complaining.
It's such a boring topic.
Was it? I know.
It's so difficult. They ask me to speak.
I don't have like a shit prepared.
You learn this anyway.
No, so I go through and I tell myself emotionally this morning. I'm just like, you know, if it's wrong, it's wrong.
It was very humble. We just chill with it.
No, because it has to be.
Good like, for you.
I'm spending the whole day like in Thailand or in Israel, like I'm a kebab rabbi. Do you understand? Like, since when would I be able? How long?
You're still on the
way. Oh my god.
By the way, really good, really clear, really funny.
Just save everybody agrees. Live second.
Let me call you.